My name is Adam Kinney, and this is TCS Weekly Episode 2, covering the week of January 11th, 2009. The biggest news of January of the year 2009 is that President-elect Barack Obama is being inaugurated today, the day we're publishing this video. Last week, the Presidential Inaugural Committee announced that they will be using Silverlight to stream the event. So if you haven't already watched it live, the cool part is that they are also making it available on demand. There will be an estimated 1 million attendees that have the option of emailing their photo to CNN.com. They've teamed up with the Microsoft Photosynth team to create the biggest Photosynth experience ever. The Mix09 team announced three Silverlight 3 sessions last week, and the descriptions are kind of hazy, but judging by the text, we can tell that there's new stuff, new features with graphics and media, and a whole lot more. If you haven't registered yet, you're in luck because the Mix team also announced a $400 discount, because not all of us can be a lucky 10K winner. Check out some of these samples from the 10K contest. These are awesome. ColorLovers.com updated their site so that user-submitted palettes now are available in Expression Design, WPF and Silverlight format. The site offers palettes as well as patterns, all sorts of neat stuff to get you going when you're starting a new design. Check out Arturo Toledo's tutorial on how best to take advantage of the site. Now on to shared knowledge. Tim Sneath, my boss, it's not why I'm doing this, it's really interesting stuff, has posted a Windows 7 secrets list. 30 different tips on what makes Windows 7 special, including tips on Windows management, multi-monitor management, and the fact that there's an ISO burner included with the OS. Steve Fulton of the 8-Bit Rocket blog has started a new series on Flash to Silverlight. Using his game development knowledge, he's created a few tutorials already that show examples of a game written in ActionScript and then the equivalent in C# and XAML. This is definitely worth a look if you already have Flash skills and you're looking to get into Silverlight. From the UK, Mike Orman has posted a 4-part 3D modeling series on Channel 9. He covers how you can use a free modeling tool called Blender, a few CodePlex projects, and Expression Blend to get your models into WPF application and make them interactive. And now time for some demos. Colab is a unique application that allows for collaborative content review. It allows you to store and manage resources while collaborating with your team using IM and discussion, as well as annotations. Port Metro Vancouver is the largest and busiest port in Canada. They've recently updated their site to add a new interactive application that integrates Silverlight and Virtual Earth to provide a dynamic display of the port along with where all of the ships are located. And finally, Windows Mobile has launched a new website that really caught my eye. The phones are cool because it looks like you can pick them up, flip them around, but what I really like is the visualization behind the UI, showing what it's like to walk around while trying to use your phone. I'll let you get on that train now. This has been TCS Weekly. Thanks for watching.